Love Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. We want to give God the glory today. Amen. I magnify his name. Amen. This is a time for us to just thank him. I just can't get enough of praising him, worshiping him, because he's worthy to be praised. You know, this is a day of prayer. Amen. It's prayer time. Praise God. And the Bible said man ought to always pray and not faint. And because of the things that are going on in the world today, problems everywhere, issues that we can't resolve, troubles that are always before us, it is imperative that we seek the Most High God. You can't put your trust in your money anymore because the dollar is depleting and family and friends are failing because they have so much on their plate that they don't have time to assist you with anything. But I know a God that sits high and he looks down low. And the Bible let us know that he is truly God. I'm glad that, you know, he's so wise and awesome and infinite in his power that he left the Bible, amen, praise God, for our learning, amen, for us to read and to learn, and for it's a roadmap, praise God, and it'll lead you straight to heaven. Amen. Praise God. It's the greatest book that has ever been written. Amen. Praise God. And it goes back thousands of years. So I want to praise God today. Praise God for his grace and mercy. I was got up early this morning and cooked me some spaghetti and had some corn with it and a salad and some Texas garlic toast, and it was good. I ate early, and so I sat down and I didn't want to go to sleep, but I ended up going to sleep and ended up with a whole crazy kind of dream, and I hate those dreams. And I was glad that my best friend called me, amen, and we got on the phone and we began to talk, and I said, well, I had a broadcast. And so she said, well, call me after the broadcast was over with. And I was telling her I had a word for her, and I had given her the word. Amen, praise God. And it seemed like, you know, I don't care what's going on, the enemy is all around trying to stick his head up. And so the word was, and I give God glory, praise God, Psalms 140, amen. We in such, amen, battle, and we gonna need prayer and the word to keep us strong and to keep us going. Because I'm telling you, the strategies of the enemy is so intense. If you don't have God to bring you out of that, you won't be able to make it. Amen. Because he's not like Jacob. Amen. Praise God. Jacob did what he did in order to create a nation. Praise God, his 12 sons, amen, praise God. So the Bible says he was a trickster. But Satan is a trickster and doing all this evil to destroy God's people, to destroy a nation. That will never be. That will never be. So in the Word, the Bible said, in Psalms 40, it's in verse 10, it says, amen, thank you, Jesus. and the coals fall upon them, let them be cast into deep pit, that they rise not up again. The word is exactly as it is. Amen. Praise God. You can't add on to it or take away from it. Amen. And when we get in the Word, one of the things that we need to do, amen, praise God, is literally take it as the face value that God has presented it to be, because He allowed it to be in there for us as far as our learning, amen, and praise God, as far as our protection, because the Word literally, amen, heals, it sets free, and it delivers, and it protects us. So it's a good thing to have the Word around when you're in the midst of your enemy. The enemy knows the Word. Satan knows the Word. And he's working overtime to destroy God's people, his ministers, and all that can destroy, because he does not want that Word out. And what he does is he will hinder, and he will delay. If he can't kill you instantly, he'll hinder you, and he'll cause your work to be delayed. And what he's looking at as if there is a deadline for your assignment. Some things you need to execute right away, and some things are saved back for God's purpose and his glory. And so it'll cause mankind to not be attentive to the will of God in your life by jealousy, envy, racial prejudice. And being as black people, our biggest problem is racial prejudice as far as doing the will. You're going to get much oppositions with writings of books and even your congregation. We are, as a black people, quick to go into a white man's church and sit up on the white man's teaching rather than them coming to our church, Hispanic or any, as far as that is concerned. And we think they're doing God a favor, but that's prejudice. I had been invited to all Hispanic church, and they spoke Spanish at that church. But I had a visiting evangelist that night, and he had a translator to translate the word as he spoke. And I'm quite sure they had some English speaking, but that was their custom. That was their race, their background, their belief, their culture. And so they allowed that to be so. But as I sit in the congregation, they closed all the doors, not just one little black me, a black woman, praise God. They closed all the doors, and I needed to go into the bathroom. I asked one of the ushers. She looked at me like she was crazy, and looked at me like she was mad. And so the man said, "Well, can I help you?" I said, "Well, yes, I wanted to go into the bathroom." And I went there and praised God and came back and sat down. And so the ushers kept on walking back and forth, you know, monitoring me to see what I would do. I said, "Okay, God, I can deal with that. But what about the word? The word was given to everybody." Jesus said the Jews and the Gentiles, amen, left out. Amen, praise God. He didn't mention no color. He didn't mention no race, because all the races stem from Abraham. Praise God. Amen, praise God. Not only with Isaac, amen, and Ishmael, but had a wife that had six other sons other than that. And that's why God said he will be a father of many nations. That means many races, creeds, and their colors, not just one race, creed, and color. And so I thank God that he is so merciful. I love God today. I love him because he's given us all a chance to the tree of life. And as a minister myself, praise God, I don't have no prejudice in me. I don't have hatred in me. Amen. Praise God. I get angry sometimes, but the Bible says we can get angry and sin not. But even in our own race, amen, praise God, we have all kind of hatred and all kind of unrighteous deeds that we do toward one another. Now, I have encountered those things in the ministry. I have gotten where people were mad at me for no reason at all. You know, they didn't ask God what was going on in my life. And then when I did tell them the proper protocol concerning ministry, they would get mad at me. Amen. Praise God. I would sit and wait. One instance, I'll tell you, God had really, you know, moved upon it, and I was going to do something with some food. And God told me, say, the way that they are taking this thing is not the way that he had assigned it. And so he told me, he said, you be quiet. You keep your mouth closed, he said, because his will got to be done in earth. And then one of them asked all kind of crazy questions about the thing. And so I had to explain to them. It's like they were, that spirit was trying to mock me. Amen, praise God, but they were mocking God. But when it got down to it, praise God, it got where that person, after they had did all the bragging on how they had fixed it up and what they wanted to do, then that person that was supposed to be working in it to fix it up, something happened and they couldn't perform the act. They couldn't do it. And so God told me that the reason why they do it because they mocked me, and then they turned around and then they said something, tried to fix something that was not appointed by him. When we in ministry, one of the things that we have to do is follow totally the will of God. And if it's not appointed, amen, for them to do, in essence, to what God had given. And then they want to mock somebody, then God bring them to an open show. So I was already ahead of everything and knew that this thing wasn't going to work, amen, because God had already told me. But God said, you be meek and you quiet, and you let them do whatever they want to do, because God had it in control from the very beginning, and they didn't want it the way that God had given it to me. Then they tried to say, well, you up under this ministry and you got your charter and your license and blah, blah, this and blah, blah. I said, okay. I say, but that's the way God gave me in my ministry. And so it's nothing wrong with, well, you can't do this in the ministry. I say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens essence. What I was telling them was, nobody had control over my ministry but God. So anyway, they tried to find every kind of excuse not to have the thing when it was appointed to have. So I said, okay. Then when it got down to it, and I give God the glory, one of them had to stop literally out because of a certain thing that was going on with their lives. And so it left it where they had to counsel. And the cancellation was on that side of the bargain of the whatever. And so whenever it got to me, well, I had talked about, you know, a certain thing that needed to occur. And if that person then opt out. And what did I open my mouth up for? You know, your friends when you speak the truth. I spoke the truth to those people, and they got mad, and they were literally trying to find the blame. God had told me, God said, you know, what they want to do is put the blame on you. So, okay, God. But the blame couldn't be on me because I had not sinned. And to me, as far as even today is concerned, and I say, okay, God, I did no wrong. I ain't no shame here. And I love them, and I continue to go on. That's the way the enemy works. When the enemy works in us, he causes us to not trust one another, causes us to do harm to one another, not knowing that the will of God must go on. And so I stopped trying to run behind people and stopped trying to be friendship as far as buddy-buddy with people, because Jesus said he knew the thoughts of all men, so he didn't hang out with them. And so I said, well, Lord God, I'll go on with my ministry and do whatever I got to do. Now, I let people come in here and preach, but at the same time, I'm not going to get close to nobody. I'm learning my lessons. I guess I have to learn it the hard way because I'm a person that's always been a giver. And whenever I got into churches and worked in the ministry, I was persecuted, but I always gave, and I gave from my heart. But I seen backstabbers from the pulpit all the way down to the congregation. So I learned to love, but yet still maintain my integrity and go on. So, amen, praise God. We know that the enemy, amen, in Psalms 140 and verse, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. 9 and 10, literally verse 8 would be appropriate. The whole chapter is appropriate for fighting against our enemies because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. That's why whenever I get hurt in churches and would do things in churches or do things with friends, it would hurt me, but I would never fight them back. But I want to aim my target at the real enemy, at the one that's causing these things. And the reason why I told you that little testimony is because there's certain things that you need to know. We're in the age now where there are, like Joel chapter 2 say, amen, praise God, and I want to read it to you. I give God the glory. Amen, praise God. Got to get to it. Thank you, Jesus, working out of my computer today. And it's Joel chapter 2. Amen. We're in a day and time, amen, where the Bible speaks about the latter end, amen, and what would occur. We in a day of darkness and doom and literally gloom, amen, praise God. And so God is going to have to work quick in us, amen, and bring, amen, the things that he has promised because, amen, everybody, amen, will know that God is in the midst of us, amen, because of his word. His word will not return back void. Amen, praise God. So we look at the word and we see that the words will stand forever, forever. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, therefore also now said the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart and with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. Amen, praise God. And rent your heart and not your garments. And turn unto the Lord your God, for it is gracious and merciful. Praise God. He is, praise God. Show to, let me see. slow to anger and of great kindness, and repented him of his evil, of the evil. Thank you, Jesus. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, leave a blessing behind him, even a meat unto the Lord your God. It said, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children of those that rest, let the bridegroom go forth of his chambers and the bride out of her closet. And let that, I'm going to share it then. It said, let the priest, the ministers, Lord, weep between the porches and the altars, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is God? Praise God. It's getting ready to get bad more than ever before. And so God is going to do what? He was going to send forth, amen, his prophets, amen, his teachers and evangelists, amen. But in the midst of it, there are going to be false prophets. There are going to be false teachers. And so, amen, because of this, amen, we're going to see such an, amen, praise God, influx of all kind of demonic oppression. And so God is sending a word, and he said, and it shall come to pass after that, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Everybody, amen, is going to hear a word from the Lord, praise God, or be able to give a word from the Lord, praise God. That is, amen, praise God, God. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and old men, thank you, Jesus, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Well, today, amen, praise God, we are in that era, amen, whereas everybody's seeing dreams. The lay people are seeing dreams. As far as, you know, those that are in the congregation, they're seeing dreams and having visions. And at the same time, the pastors and the teachers and the evangelists, they're doing the same thing too. Amen, and they having dreams and visions. Amen, praise God. And these dreams and visions are going to be sent by the God that we serve. But also there is a devil that's trying to make what God is doing. And he's sending visions, dreams that look so real. You think that you're in a setting that is so real and this is happening to you. They are the spirits of deception. They are the spirits of darkness. And all they can give you is nothing but harm. Satan will never bless you. I don't care how many people say, well, oh, girl, I got this here, $1 million, and I ain't saved, and I don't really care about going to church and all this kind of stuff. Satan can never bless you. Whatever you accumulate, for what a lot of people say, you accumulate from the god of this world, whatever you accumulate, it won't be a blessing to you, but it heaps coals and fires and it'd be a curse to you. So Psalms 140 is telling us, amen, praise God, we need to get it together. Because this devil is going to do everything he can to destroy us. Amen. And he's showing us those visions, those perversions, those visions and dreams, amen, that's leading us astray. You thinking you got this here and all of a sudden you run into nothing but demons. I've been in the midst of demons that are horrendous. I seen one the other day and I said, you the ugliest thing I have ever seen. Oh, my God. And then I seen all kind of attacks and I seen what God had to deliver me out of them. And I said, Lord, I thank you. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Praise God, for thou art with me. Well, we are walking through that. And it's good to stay on course. Because I'm telling you, if you don't stay on course, if you don't stay with God, then you ain't got nobody. You don't have anybody to protect you. So, God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem today. pray for hope, because hope make it not a sense. The word of confidence, through the word, amen, we can understand how to trust in you and believe in what you're doing, because you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You are our deliverer, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And you deliver us from those that have persecuted us, amen, those have did violent deeds and acts to us, praise God. And you have kept us in the midst of our storms and our dilemmas. I just want to thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. There was a woman, amen, that had lost her mind a few years back, 2005. And on Tuesday, she got out of her bed, got in her car, amen, praise God, and went, amen, praise God, down the road. Amen. Got out of her car and left it because her mind was bad. Amen. And God, hallelujah, I want to praise you for this testimony. Amen. Praise God. Her daughter called me. Praise God. And I prayed for this young lady's mother. Amen. And within an hour's time, after being out all night long walking the street, praise God, they found her. Praise God. Her father and her found her. Amen. When the police couldn't find her, she was walking some little children to school. We want to thank you for saving and keeping this woman for another chance. That was a young woman, praise God, in a little town out from Houston, Texas. And, Lord God, they found her in the ditch naked. Amen. And she was, Lord God, in the pipes, praise God, trying to sleep through the night. Some snake could have bit her. Some could have crawled in her ear. Something could have happened. God, amen, praise God, they found her and was able to get out. And she said, amen, she was strung out on those drugs. And she said, oh, my God, she said, God wasn't ready for her to die. Even, amen, those that are crackheads and drug users, Father God, we want to ask you to keep them another day. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, amen. We pray that Jerusalem be strengthened, amen, by the invisible walls of your fortress, amen, through Jesus, that you would strengthen them and protect them from the enemy that around them, that you would protect America for what, amen, will happen to them because of their rebellion against your will, because everybody that bless Israel, they're blessed, but America, amen, the leaders don't want to bless Israel. I shall back you for Israel, I told I you. Praise for all other nations, the young men, the fathers, amen, they that's coming up, amen, on the 19th, God, that you would keep men, Lord God, stop them from child molestation and abuse, amen, and hurting children and even incest in their own family. Stop the women from sinning, Lord God, and these doing all kind of acts, amen, having two relationships at the same time, and some of them are married and still don't break off from that relationship, amen, not knowing that, amen, death is at the door. Oh, Father God, we want to give you glory today, amen, for the radio station, amen, and for the wheel. We praise and bless you, because your wheel must go on. Now, I ask you, Lord God, to touch right now. Strength where we are weak, amen. Strengthen where, amen, praise God, we have, amen, been weakened by the enemy, praise God. And I ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, everything that the enemy is trying to imagine, amen, in their hearts against us, Lord God, that you would tear down those strongholds, bind up Lucifer, bind up his works, bind up his pretense, bind up his deception, bind up principalities in the airways, amen, and everything that want to fight against your will, and ask you to loose the host of angels around your people, amen, that they would be covered all this weekend, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let us have peace that surpasses all understanding, amen, because of what the enemy is trying to do. He torments mind, amen. Somebody's mind is messed up. Heal them, Father, so that you might get the glory. Now, God, every evil speaker, amen, every person that has established, amen, themselves to try to do evil, amen, against your will, God, I ask you, Lord God, to destroy the works of those people and let them come to the foot of the cross. The only way for all of us. And I want to give you praise again for Israel, for keeping them. I want to give you praise, amen, for keeping us in the name of Jesus. I want to give you glory. for you are worthy to be praised. I thank you, my Father. Amen. In the name of Jesus. God bless.